Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. And I am your resident global happiness specialist. What the heck does that mean, and who the heck is she? Well, my intention, my agenda, my goal is to share with you how I was able to practice and learn what adds to happiness and what subtracts from happiness. I want you to be a part of the show. You can call in to speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to ask your questions. Ask me anything about whatever you're going through, whatever your challenges are, whatever the relationship problems you're having. Ask me. And you know what? I'm writing a new intro to the show, so I'm ad-libbing it right now. But the new intro of the show is going to have a warning. And let me just, I'm serious. I'm really serious about this. It's going to have a warning. Listen to the show because at your own discretion, because you are probably going to hear some things that you don't agree with. You're going to hear some things that you don't like. You're going to hear some things that are going to be annoying, aggravating. I'm just off my rocker. Because one of the things that I talk about and one of the things that I had to learn the hard way is that all of the solutions, all of the answers, everything comes back to me. I've been teaching the importance of happiness classes for over 3 years, and I've written a book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It was published in 2014. You can get a Kindle version on Amazon. I have to take a deep breath here because what I've really found out is that the hardest thing to do, and I'll just give you a secret. One of the things, the first day of the happiness classes, the first day, I give my students a gift. I wrap up a little package. I put a bow on it, and I said, inside of this gift, inside of this package, is the answer to your problems for the rest of your life. The answer to all of your challenges, the answer to all of your worries, all of your angst for the rest of your life is in this package. And I give it to every one of my students at the first day of class. And guess what's inside? Can you guess what's inside? Raise your hand if you can guess. What's your answer? It's a mirror. It's a mirror, my dear audience, because this journey is about you and everything that goes on between those ears and everything that goes on inside of you. It has nothing to do with your external experiences. Let me just throw this in. You know, there's a big blame game. I'm going to be talking about getting offended today, and how that's an illusion and how that doesn't even exist and how getting offended is really your fault. What? It's your fault that you're offended. I told you about the warning. I told you you're not going to agree. I told you. But the blame game people love to play, they blame their circumstances on how they feel. They blame the relationship or the relationship they do or do not have. They blame who won the election. They blame the president. They blame the price of gas. They blame the weather. None of these things they blame. Not having any money. How about having bad health? None of it has anything to do with your peace and or your happiness. Your peace and your happiness. And can you tell I'm angry? I'm an angry happiness specialist. I'm angry. I'm not angry. Let's talk about the truth, people. The truth is your happiness is your responsibility, and it depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different during any challenging moment? You can. You look in the mirror and you choose a new perspective. Elevate your consciousness. That's your job. Your chosen perspective and your level of consciousness will dictate your peace and happiness in every moment. Now, let's talk about getting offended because, oh, my goodness, it's just, whoa, Lord have mercy. I'm getting chills now. I get chills every time I hear the truth or speak the truth. And the truth is, let me just raise my hand. I used to be offended by everything. And I'm just going to list all the things that used to offend me. And guess what? None of us were born being offended. You put a one-year-old, a one-and-a-half-year-old in a crib by themselves, and you tell them they're a bitch or they're a nigger or they're losers or they're whatever, they're stupid, they're parents. You tell them that, they're going to look at you like you're nuts. So realize that we were all programmed. We were taught to get offended. We were taught that if something offends me. I'm going to raise my hand because my father did a great job. Do you know what used to offend me? It's so, ooh, Lord. You know what used to offend me? It used to offend me when people, especially men, would curse. My father never uttered one curse word. I know curse is really old-fashioned. One four-letter word. I've never heard him say. I heard him say that when he was in an argument with his brother over the phone, he said, hell. But in the, 83 years, he never cursed. He never used fuck, shit, damn, ass. Never. I never heard him say. And so I don't know where he got it from, but he believed that people that cursed were less than. He believed people that cursed had a problem and they were, uncouth, whatever. And so I grew up believing the same thing. I remember my mother had two uncles, oh, my God, and they were my favorite uncles because they would curse and they would smoke and they would drink, and my father would always talk about them like they had tails. See, I was programmed to believe the same things. So it's really your responsibility to determine, is this a programming? Not only that, let me tell you something. Let me ask you this question. And again, the number to call in is 646-564-9619. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1-646-564-9619. Let me ask you this question. Who's more powerful? Who's more powerful? The person that can be offended by words, by symbols, or the person that can't be offended. Who is going to experience more peace? Who is going to experience more happiness? The person that can be offended by something that is out of their control, meaning other people and their behavior, or the person that isn't offended? Listen, when I went on this journey decades ago to wanting to experience more happiness. I mean, I had to dig deep. And I mean in the mirror, dig deep. really, I want more peace, then I got to figure out what pushes my buttons and eliminate my buttons. See, if you're offended by what's out there, by what other people do, what other people say, you're going to be miserable because you're going to your happiness and your peace is going to depend on what other people say or do. And the other thing about being offended, guess what? If you're offended the first time, you're going to be offended the second time. This is a never-ending life cycle experience. If you're offended now, you're going to be offended. I guarantee you're going to be offended in the future. The big thing right now is this H&M ad. I guess H&M, it's a department store, or it's a retail store. And the big thing is there was a little black kid, a little black boy, and they were selling a T-shirt, and it said, what did it say? It said, the coolest monkey in the jungle. The coolest monkey in the jungle, and this little black boy is wearing this hoodie, this T-shirt, sweatshirt. Now, oh, my God, everybody's up in arms. Everybody's offended. Everybody's angry. I was just online reading, and I don't – listen, I was trying to Google it because I wanted to get the exact phrase on the T-shirt. And I'm reading that in South Africa there's riots and there's people that have broken glass and people that have broken into the stores and thrown rocks into the stores. I'm sorry. Those people are blaming something else for how they're feeling inside. See, they have the unrest, the anger, all of that is inside of them. This being offended, being called a monkey or being called whatever, that's on you. It's on you. Let me tell you what else used to offend me. I'm just pissed. I'm pissed at everybody getting offended. Let me tell you what else used to offend me. You know, and it's only because it's what I was taught. Do you know that there was a time, listen, I'm dating myself, I don't care. There was a time that having tattoos meant that you were a ne'er-do-well, meant that you were a person either got out of prison or you know, in a gang. No, but everybody's wearing tattoos now. There was a time where I was offended and bothered by people having a tattoo. Now it's common practice, right? Listen, if you've ever listened to any of the Dave Chappelle shows or watched All in the Family back in the day, that's another sitcom that was on TV, those shows are so full of words and sayings and opinions that couldn't even be aired today. Now, what does that mean? That means that everyone is getting more sensitive, taking things more personally, feeling, blaming outside forces on how they're feeling. People, my dear audience, my dear audience, please, it's your responsibility. It's nobody, and see, the only thing I'm saying is, you want to be more powerful? Do you really want to feel more powerful, more empowered? Words and symbols and things that other people say and do are going to bother you? You know what that just shows me? I don't want to say it. That shows me how fragile you are. That's all it shows me. You're fragile and you're angry. What? I told you it's a warning signal. I told you it's going to be warning. So you know what else used to offend me? Oh, this is a good one. People that smoked. Oh, cigarette smokers are so offensive. Oh, don't even get me started with political. You're a member of that party? You're a member of this party? Oh, I'm offended. How could you follow what they believe? I was offended, by the way. Kids dress. Remember, listen, I remember when I used to be offended by rappers. Rappers, they're bringing down society. Blah. But again, it's my fault. It's my responsibility. Being offended is my responsibility. You want to be more powerful. You want to be, you want to feel more at peace. You want to have experience more happiness. Learn and know that whatever anybody else does not have the power to affect you ever. What they do, what they say. This being offended, and you know, these people that lash out and talk mean and bad and about others and what they're doing, and listen, I look at them and say, oh, okay, I know what you're about now. No judgment here. I just know that you're fragile and that I can't say and do and be and express myself. Because you know what's interesting about that ad with the sweatshirt? It comes because, you know, it's all over the place. The mother of this little boy, she came out and made a statement that there's nothing wrong with her wearing, nothing wrong with her son wearing that T-shirt, wearing that sweatshirt. The mother came out and said there's nothing wrong with it. Now, that doesn't mean that other people can't be offended by it, obviously. But the highest profile, I think LeBron James, listen, the highest profile. What if I was offended by your tattoos, LeBron James? What if I was offended by the music you listen to, LeBron? I mean, what? When is it going to end? The personal response, it's really being responsible for self, and it's responsible for your growth. And let me tell you something. All those things that I listed, tattoos, cursing, smoking, the way kids dress, oh, listen, don't even tell me. I'll just be honest. Those kids that used to start wearing, I remember when the pants were worn around the waist and not hanging off their ass. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how the pants stay up, quite frankly. I really don't get it. But I was offended by that. I mean, when it first came out, I was, what the hell does that mean? Oh, gee, no class. I mean, you name it, I had a list of judgments. I can you relate? I told you to be a warning. So can you relate? A list of judgments about a person that I didn't even know. I just judged them by the way they dressed or if they had tattoos. What is that about? I have to take a deep breath in and out because the truth is, if you're offended, let me give you a little exercise. Get a piece of paper and get a pen. I'll wait. Get a piece of paper. Get a pen. I'll wait. And again, I'll say, who's more powerful? See, I feel like I know I'm on this planet to live to my potential. And when I say my potential, I'm talking about a level of consciousness that I know I didn't have 10 years ago. I know I didn't have 20 years ago. This level of consciousness getting to a place where I can see, you know, I was talking to my son the other day, talking about I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not better. But what I do, I like to go with the analogy of the giraffe. The giraffe is not better than the lion or the elephant or the monkey or the zebra. But what the giraffe has and what people, when people practice elevating their consciousness and getting to a place where they see things and understand things and are able to let go of things that used to bother them years ago, that's another level of consciousness. And the higher your level of consciousness is, the more peace that you are going to be creating, not only in your lives, but in the lives of the world, in the globe, in the planet. The higher level your consciousness is, the more peace you're going to be creating. the more peace you're going to be contributing to this world, to this planet. You know, people want to say, well, I want to do more good in the world. Really? You want to do more good than you grow as a person. You be different. You challenge yourself in every moment to be different than you were last year. That's not easy to do, to look in the mirror and put all the blame on self. Trust me. You don't know how many times I looked in the mirror and said, oh, no, it's not you, it's them. But you know what? It is me. It's always me. Let's get back to the exercise. Now, this is really controversial, and I've done this in my classes. And this exercise is going to show you that you are programmed to be offended. Programmed to be bothered. Here we go. Blank piece of paper. Pen. Draw a straight line. Yeah, just a straight line. And then draw another line across it, you know, like an addition signal, symbol, you know, adding, subtracting, adding and subtracting. So now you have a addition symbol on your paper. Now at the end of each one of those corners, each one of those lines, you just draw from the top to the bottom, just a little line. Go to the other line. It's the end of line, another line. Go to the other line, another line. What I'm trying to say is draw a swastika. Do you realize that there was no emotion, that there was nothing when you were drawing a straight line? That there's no emotion, that there's nothing when you draw another line across it? Do you realize that the swastika is a man-made symbol? Now listen, what I'm talking about is being more powerful. What I'm talking about is getting to a point where man-made words, man-made symbols, man-made all of this stuff has no power over you, how you feel, your peace, your vibration, none of it. Can you imagine? And what are you going to contribute to the world when man's words, symbols, you know, the flag, the Confederate flag, you know, all of these things that are so quote-unquote offensive? Well, you know what? You're going to find more and more and more and more and more things to offend you. If you're offended today, trust me, it's never going to end. Being offended, getting offended, is your fault. Getting over being offended is your responsibility. I told you I needed a warning. Is your responsibility. I've had people that get so angry over this particular topic, subject, and especially the way I see it. Oh, shit, I forgot all about the draft, the way I see it. I mean, they get angry because it means that they have to do something. You know, let's go back to the draft. Sometimes I just get so excited I jump from topic to topic. Back to the draft. What I'm talking about the draft is the draft has the longest neck and can look all over. Can you imagine from the giraffe's eyes, the giraffe viewpoint? Can you imagine how what the giraffe can see over what a coyote sees? And that's all I'm talking about when I say raise your level of consciousness, raise your level of understanding. Open yourself up for more understanding, for more consciousness. Ask for that. Ask for getting to another level of understanding, of peace, of consciousness that you didn't have last week, last year. It's funny. You're offended. I am not going to be a slave to anything I was programmed to believe. That's right. I'm not going to be a slave to anything, to any of the programming. I refuse. In fact, I'm kicking all this programming out. I refuse to be programmed. I refuse to be a herd animal. I refuse to do what everybody else is doing and saying. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to put that energy, that feel, because you know everything is an energy, everything is a vibration. I refuse to put out an energy that isn't going to uplift this planet. Now, listen, I'm not saying I'm running around here and can't get a little, you know, bothered and irritated and annoyed. I'm not, because it's life is you know what the universe does to me? Everything, it goes inside because I've asked for this. I've asked to be happy. I want to feel peace. I want to be rooted in that peaceful state. That's what I want more than anything else. And so with that request, with that asking, guess what? They said, okay, Rebecca, we're just going to go inside all your nooks and crannies, and we're going to find all the things that bother you, and we're going to dig them out, and you're going to have to look at it. You're going to have to admit it, dig it out, and get rid of it. And that's it. Cursing, tattoos, rap music, politics, smokers. Well, the way people dress, I don't care anymore. I'm not offended by those things anymore. In fact, you think what somebody can say, that term monkey, I remember my soulmate, he uses that term monkey. And he used to call his daughter monkey. And at first, he was like, what are you calling her monkey? But you know what? He views it as a term of endearment. Who the hell am I to, who am I to make a judgment about a word and actually get offended by a word? And let me tell you something. This is really going to take you off, take you to another place. The people that get offended by words, by symbols, you know what they want? They want to be able to control other people. They want other people to feel, you know, I said that they're, you know, what does the humpback man want more than anything else on the planet? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else on this planet? What does he want? He wants you to have that hump, too. So when there's a word out, cutest monkey, what does it say? Smartest monkey, great, I don't know, best monkey in the jungle, coolest monkey in the jungle, monkey. The operative word, the offensive word is monkey. Now, I'm going to bark, I'm going to scream, I'm going to throw rocks in a store. I'm going to be offended. So you need to change. It's a bullying tactic. It's a control tactic. It's a manipulative. What is that about? Trying to control and trying to make sure that somebody else does or says something so you won't be hurt or offended. Huh? That's not their responsibility. Get yourself to a level of not being offended by what somebody else says or does or by whatever word is out there. You know, I remember there's some women, don't call me a bitch. That word, don't say I'm a bitch. And there are some women that say, hey, yeah, I'm a badass bitch. I mean, what? It's... I just, I'm just shaking my head, looking out into the world. And the truth is, these people that get offended, it's their own fault. But they want to blame it on other people or other things out there. So, you know, even, listen, one of my, I love football, and football is on today. I remember not liking and getting offended by some of those football celebrations in the end zone, you know, after the football guys made a touchdown. And I remember one of the first ones, I think it was Randy Moss. Listen, I'm such a football junkie. Randy Moss, this was years ago because he's been out of the game for a while, scored a touchdown, bent over, and did a simulated, pulled his pants down to the audience, to the fans. Now, I remember being offended by that. Oh, how disgusting is that Randy Moss. Oh, God, and he's the worst. Oh, what a horrible human being. Yes, that was me. But who did that affect? It affected me. I was programmed to say what's acceptable and what's not. What's acceptable for other people and what's not. The arrogance of that. And so guess what? Whatever these guys do, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, that's how they're expressing themselves. Would I do that? I'd do it a different way, but right on. Oh, geez. So that's my little speech about being offended. Again, if you're offended, it's your fault. You really want people to stop saying certain words and don't say this word, don't say that word. And then what about if you say something that offends them? Then what? You know, you people out there that are getting offended, offends me. No, it doesn't offend me. But I'm going to tell you the truth. It's your fault. And, well, let's say this. It's your programming. How's that? Well, that's all the time we have in today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It will be heard every Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Go to Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality on Facebook. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is a work in progress, so let's just keep working on it. My second book that I'm writing right now is called Program for Unhappiness, and I'm telling you, there's going to be a chapter in there about being offended and how it's all your fault. Join me next week, everyone. I want you to have a good week. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are powerful. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing when you stay open, when you elevate your consciousness, when you make a decision, when you make a choice, when you change your perspective and know that you have the answers. You are the solution. You're always changing and you're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. On
feel good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.